From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for May 13, 2014. Much of the state received much-needed rain May 12th and 13th, torrential in some cases, greatly benefiting all crops. Rice, being irrigated, is not as dependent upon rain as other crops, but the rain was still welcomed in rice country. Tuesday, I talked with Tyler Fitzgerald, AgriLife Extension Agent in Chambers County, east of Houston, on the Coastal Bend.
Estimated right now to be in the neighborhood of probably 90% planted, 85-90% in the Chambers County area. I would estimate the same in Jefferson County as well, but I don't want to speak for them. You can look at the
crop is a little bit behind, you say?
Well, behind, it got stunted last year. You know, we had a little bit of weird weather last year for whatever caused it. I think we had a little bit more rain in the spring, but more than anything, we had a couple of late cold fronts. This year, the same thing, a little bit more severe. The cold weather kind of, there was some early rice planted this year. In a limited basis, it was more wet is what delayed the crop this year. I would say probably 2 weeks to 3 weeks delayment. Some guys got some planted just a little bit on a limited basis, but for the majority of the crop, it's probably 2 to 3 weeks behind. I can tell you, typically we got some guys fudging. They may be trying to plant as early as they can. Rice Tech, some of the hybrid rice recommended to be planted closer to March 1st. I don't know that we had maybe 2% of rice planted before April 1st.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.